Welcome to She's in Control with your host Sally. She's in Control is a podcast that brings to light inspiring stories of Arab women. Every Sunday, we invite you to join us as we delve into the life of impactful Arab women who has made significant contributions in fields such as sports, business, art, culture, or politics. We promise you a journey of discovery and inspiration where you encounter stories that challenge your perceptions, encourage your ambition, and fuel your dreams. Today, we have an incredible journey to share, the journey of Samira Moussa. Samira Moussa was the first female Egyptian nuclear physicist. During the first half of the 20th century, the era of two world wars and a time in history where advancements in science and technology were used for warfare, Samira Moussa set out on a life mission to promote the peaceful use of nuclear energy. Samira Moussa was born in Egypt in Garbeya Governorate, located in the north of Egypt, in 1917. Her mother died from cancer and her father, Moussa Ali, was a famous political activist. After the death of her mother, she moved to Cairo with her father, who invested his money in a small hotel in the Al Hussein region. At the insistence of her father, Samira attended Qasr al-Shouk Primary School, one of the oldest schools in Cairo. After she completed her primary education, she joined Al-Banat al-Ashraf School, which was built and managed by her father. She grew up in a family that valued education and she excelled in her studies from an early age. Despite the fact that Samira achieved high grades in her secondary education, could have pursued a career in engineering, she insisted on joining the Faculty of Science at Cairo University. In 1939, she obtained a bachelor's degree in radiology with first-class honors after researching the effect of X-ray radiation on various materials. Dr. Mustafa Musharrafa, the first dean of the faculty, believed in her students to help her become a remarkable lecturer at the faculty. Afterwards, she became the first assistant professor at the same faculty, the first woman to hold a university post, and the first to have obtained a PhD in atomic radiation in England. For those who don't know, atomic radiation refers to the emission of energy in the form of particles or electromagnetic waves from the nucleus of an atom. Samira believed in atoms for peace. She was known to say, "My wish is for nuclear treatment of cancer to be as available and as cheap as aspirin." She worked hard for this purpose, and throughout her intensive research, she came up with a historic equation that would help break the atoms of cheap metals such as copper, paving the way for a cheap nuclear bomb. She participated in groundbreaking research on how radiation can be used to identify cancer cells and contributed to advancing X-ray technology, making it cheaper and safer. X-ray technology is a form of electromagnetic radiation used for various applications, particularly in medical imaging, security screening, and industrial inspection. In medical imaging, X-ray technology is commonly used, for example, for radiography. This involves creating images of the internal structures of the body, such as bones and organs. A patient is exposed to X-rays which pass through the body and create a shadow image on a photographic film or digital detector. So radiography is commonly used to diagnose fractures, lung conditions, and gastrointestinal issues, among other medical conditions. Samira Moussa organized the Atomic Energy for Peace Conference and sponsored a call for sitting an international conference under the banner Atom for Peace, where many prominent scientists were invited. The conference made a number of recommendations for setting up a committee to protect against nuclear hazards, for which she strongly advocated. Samira also volunteered to help treat cancer patients at various hospitals, especially since her mother went through a fierce battle against this disease. She received a Fulbright scholarship in atomic radiation and research at the University of California, Berkeley. In recognition of her pioneering nuclear research, she was given permission to visit the secret US atomic facilities. This visit raised vehement debate in the United States at that time and scientific circles, since she was the first non-white person to be granted that privilege. She turned down several offers that required her to live in the United States and to be granted the American citizenship, saying, "Egypt, my dear homeland, is waiting for me." Before her death, Samira Moussa worked at the Mallinckrodt Institute of Radiology at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. She was a Fulbright Fellow visiting from Fouad One University in Cairo, performing cancer control research, and a recipient of a grant to engage in nuclear physics in the United States. She has also worked at the National Bureau of Standards. Tragically, Samira Moussa's life was cut short when she died in a car accident in 1952 at the age of 35. However, her legacy lives on through her groundbreaking research and her pioneering efforts to promote the peaceful use of nuclear energy for the benefit of humanity. She remains a source of inspiration for scientists, especially women in Egypt and beyond. She believed strongly in the importance of education and encouraged women to pursue careers in STEM fields. In recognition to her efforts, she was granted many awards. Among them were 1953, when she was honored by the Egyptian army, 1981, when she was awarded the Order of Science and Arts, first class, by then President Anwar Sadat. A laboratory at the Faculty of Science and a school in her village were named after her. The Egyptian TV transmitted a serial titled The Immortal, dramatizing her biography. In 1998, while celebrating the Egyptian Women's Day, it was decided to establish a cultural solace in her birthplace bearing her name. In 2000, a book was published covering her life and scientific contributions. Samira Moussa was the first assistant professor at the School of Science at Cairo University, and more impressively, the first woman at the university to obtain a university post due to her groundbreaking PhD in atomic radiation. Throughout her life, Samira had to overcome a lot of adversity. She lost her mom at a young age. She was one of the first women to enter a very new field. She was able to overcome some of the obstacles and contribute greatly to science. Thank you for joining us today on Choosing Control podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you find Samira Moussa's story as inspiring as we did, please share this episode with your friends, your family, leave a review, and hit the subscribe button to ensure you're front and center for every riveting episode. You can follow the podcast Instagram page. It's called she.is.in.control. I also have a small request. If you are an Arab woman and you want to share your own story, your challenges, your success through our platform, you can DM me on the podcast Instagram page. Looking forward to meeting you next Sunday to share with you another inspiring story, which I hope you will like. See you next week.